This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson ending dictating consultation on patient Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, first name N-A-N-N, date of birth May 10, 1952, date of evaluation May 3rd, 2023. The chief complaint, ankle pain and swelling. The HPI. The patient is a 71-year-old female who was initially seen for cardiac evaluation March 9th of 2023, period. At that time, she presented with uncontrolled blood pressure and ringing in her ear, period. She noted that the ringing in her ear was worse when her blood pressure was elevated, period. He was noted to have shortness of breath on going upstairs. He further reported tiredness, but no chest pain, period. He has acid reflux, which results in some chest discomfort, but he has had no exertional chest discomfort, period. His past medical history includes hypertension, neck number, musculoskeletal chest pain, neck number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, neck number, TIA, medication, atorvastatin results in muscle pain, and amlodipine results in itching. The social history, he is a prior smoker who quit in 2020. He reports rare alcohol use, but no drug use, period. The physical examination, the blood pressure was 184/71 with pulse 114, respiratory rate 20, weight 181 pounds. Examination otherwise was unremarkable, period. Data review, the underwent echocardiogram on March 25th, 2023. This revealed normal systolic function with ejection fraction between 55-60%, period. RV systolic pressure is noted to be normal at 31 millimeters of mercury, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. There is mild tricuspid regurgitation with estimated PA pressure systolic of 31 millimeters of mercury, period. There is no aortic regurgitation or aortic stenosis, period. ECG demonstrates sinus tachycardia at a rate of 114 beats per minute and was otherwise unremarkable, period. The patient was subsequently referred for further evaluation, period. He was started on carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams TOBID, period. Interval history. Despite being started on carvedilol, the patient had initially done well on follow-up in April of 2023. His blood pressure was noted to be 122/60. The pulse of 62 and saturation of 97%, period. He had subsequently noted headache and lab work was consistent with kidney injury, period. He was then seen in the office on April 18, 2023, period. Losartan/hydrochlorothiazide was discontinued. He had requested a once-a-day medication. Calvedilol 20 milligrams PO daily was ordered. However, it was not covered, period. Given symptoms of dysuria, Levaquin 250 milligrams daily was ordered. He was further started on minoxidil 2.5 milligrams PO daily, period. He has history of nephrolithiasis and was noted to be pre-diabetic, period. Ultrasound of the abdomen was ordered. Hemoglobin A1C 7 was further ordered, period. The patient apparently was not able to tolerate minoxidil. He developed swelling in his feet and ankle and pain when walking, period. He subsequently stopped minoxidil, period. His blood pressure then increased to 176/91, period. He was, correction, he subsequently took lisinopril 40 milligrams, single pill, period. He is seen on May 3rd, 2023. There he reports ongoing ankle pain and swelling, period. Again, he had stopped minoxidil, period. He previously took an ARV and had developed cough. He had subsequently stopped taking the ARV, period. Cough has now resolved, period. Most recent lab reveals evidence of chronic kidney disease, period. The plan, I will discontinue minoxidil, period. He reportedly has had rash secondary to nifedipine in the past. I will not start nifedipine, period. Though further discontinue calvedilol and start him on diltiazem CD 240 milligrams one daily, I will otherwise see him in 4 weeks, period. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending the patient on New Year's.